enjoy hunting, I want to hook you up with Ultramatic Feeders. You need to know about this company. The website is ultramaticfeeders.com. There are a one-shop stop for everything you need with hunting blinds. They have all kind of different brands of hunting blinds, game feeders, parts for feeders. Again, the website is ultramaticfeeders.com. And friends, I've been using Smoking Tech's electric smokers for over 15 years, probably closer to 20 years. You can go online to smokingtex.com. They're not one of your throwaway electric smokers that you can find at some package stores. These things are made to last. I've got one that I've been using for, well, that length of time, probably 15 years. Check them out online, smokingtex.com. Well, friends, what do you say we talk a little more fishing? Let's go up to Cooper Lake. I think the official name has become or is Jim Chapman, but most of us old fishermen know it as Cooper Lake. And Tony Parker has been a friend of mine for many years. Tony, I dare say, has fished Cooper Lake more than any human I know. He knows more about catching the sand bass and the hybrids there because of the years he's put in. Tony, but I better just stop bragging on you and get you on here to talk with us. How about that?
Well, that'll work fine, Luke.
Yeah, okay. So, a lot of people listening know you, and they probably also know that you were retired from there for a few years, but you're back. What I would like to do is talk about the difference in fishing Cooper Lake, catching fish on Cooper Lake 10 years ago, and you've been back in action several months now, guiding there. Have you seen any big differences in the two periods of time, Tony?
Well, you know, Luke, I'm gonna go back about 10 or 12 years. That was back during one of our droughts whenever I did quit.
Yep.
Cooper got extremely low, and that winter, it stayed low going through the winter, and that winter we had a massive shad kill.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, we lost a bunch of hybrids the next summer when it got hot. They just didn't have anything to eat.
Yep.
They have bounced back. Before that, it was probably the best hybrid fishery I've ever seen.
I'll agree with you.
And, you know, the sand bass have always been good. They're always going to be good. I'm catching sand bass right now, from 2 pounds down to 6 inches long.
Yep.
So we have a very good population. But I kind of got off track a little bit. The hybrid fishing is great right now. It's not 100 fish a day like it was 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
A really good day now is a limit plus. And, you know, they're a little harder to come by, but the weather's been a little different for June, too. We were just talking about that a while ago with all of the rain and the cool weather.
Yeah.
Cooper likes it hot. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I think they're trying to torture me, but they like it hot.
I know that, yes.
So I'm waiting on the rain to get out of there.
Yeah. You know, Tony, I used to, of course, folks, I fished with Tony, well, actually, at Lake Tawakoni when he very first began guiding years ago. But I fished with him. I fished with you several times, a bunch of times there at Cooper. And I remember, you know, I'd be wearing the light. I normally don't dress like that. I'd be putting that big hat on and the long sleeves. And because we, middle of the day, those rascals would turn on. You know, I remember that. I know what you're talking about when you say they torture you. Because the bite usually midday is really good. Is it still that way?
Well, I've got customers this morning. And I'm not meeting them till noon. Now,
yeah,
I have seen a few hybrids being caught of a morning. But that's mostly a live bait thing. And Luke, you know me, I do not use live bait.
I know it. Well, it's a lot of fun. And, you know, there are times, I guess, when live shad are better, but it's so much fun to, and fishing like you do, staying on the patterns. I've never been out there with you. We didn't catch them on slabs, or are they hitting slabs? And folks, Tony, people are listening to us on the radio, they all know what we're talking about because it's from northern Arkansas to Texas. But on the podcast, slabs, folks, what we Texans call a slab is nothing more than a lead spoon. So are they hitting slabs or soft plastics better now, Tony?
I'm actually catching them on both.
Yep.
I'm starting to see a little bit of schooling activity. 90% of the sand bass I'm catching on slabs,
mm-hmm.
and about 15 down to 20 foot of water.
Yeah.
I'm just finding them on electronics and staying on top of them.
Yeah, right. Now, the hybrids, are they about the same? A lot of times the soft plastics are better for the hybrids, but what's going on right now,
It depends on the situation. I am seeing a few fish starting to chase shad and stuff up on top of the humps, mm-hmm. and the flat. And it's basically just where you find them. It's about half and half on whether I'm catching them on slabs or sassy shad.
I got you.
But can I tell you a little story, Luke? You may have seen this picture on Facebook a couple of days, if I have time.
You got plenty of time. Go ahead. I'd like to hear it. Yeah.
Well, I did not have a client, and this has been 2 weeks ago, I think, and I was going to go out and look around and carry my wife out. We get on a school of hybrids, and she catches a couple, and I catch one, and I cast back out, and I get another bite. I set the hook on it, and I said, well, it's another hybrid. And I get this rascal in. It's about a six and a half pound fish, but it wasn't a hybrid. It was a full blood striper.
That's right. Well, I saw that picture on that. Yes.
But the problem with that is Cooper's never been stocked with stripers.
Nope.
But this one was sure a full blood striper. I could have actually weighed it and turned it in for a lake record,
yeah.
which I did not. I actually turned it into fillets is what I did, because that's my favorite fish to eat
Oh, my God. I saw that. I did see that picture. You know, I was wondering, well, what, you know, the sulfur, there's no upstream, there's no striper stock that I'm aware of. What had to happen is during the stockings, there had to be a lone striped bass in with those hybrids. What do you think? What's your thoughts, you know?
Well, there's all several different ways it could have happened. You know, if you think back in history, Lake Fork, which got a natural sand bass population, but it also has a lake record for a hybrid. And that come in some of the flood years,
mm-hmm.
and I have caught stripers in some of the creeks, not necessarily rivers,
yep.
way away from anywhere that had any stockings for them. I mean, you know, we've got a lot of creek systems and stuff, so
yep.
who knows how it got there. It just got there.
It's there, yeah. Well, when I saw that picture.
I'm not saying there's ever going to be another one caught.
Yep.
You know.
Right. Well, you got him. You got your record in that cast iron skillet. I love to be honest with you, hybrids and stripers, I love them both. I don't know if it's a fine point, because I am an old school fish eater. I like them both, but a hybrid, man. Tony, we're you and I are known for getting. I'm known for getting off the topic. You're talking about eating fish. Well, we could talk for 4 hours about that. We were up in Saskatchewan, and I work with the tourism department of Saskatchewan, and I've been up some of those fly-in lakes, a bunch of them, in as recently as 2 years ago. But we developed a way I'm proud of this. You know, your blackened fish where that skillet is white hot. And then what are you going to do with that blackened fillet? You're going to put lemon butter on it. Well, we were up there eating walleye and pike every day. You know, you stay up there for a week fishing in these fly-in camps. And I said, look, I did a lot of the cooking. I put butter and got it hot, but not smoking hot, and used the blackening seasoning and put it in there. To me, and that's a moist fillet, but hybrids I had just as soon eat a hybrid as a walleye. And let me tell you, those fresh walleye, it's hard to beat those. But a hybrid striper, I guess the bottom line is one of my favorite fish to blacken or even bake in the oven with butter and basil, you know, a little garlic powder. It's hard to beat those things, Tony. You know?
If they're cleaned correctly, and yes, we have talked about that before,
yep,
they, I won't hardly put anything else in, which I'm a little different now. I have the ability to keep a mess of fish, you know, clean them one day or that day and cook them that
yeah,
same day.
Right.
And but the only fish that I put in the freezer is hybrids and the stripers.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. I will say this, in all fairness, I absolutely love blue catfish too. I blacken those just like I do the hybrids and stuff.
Well, you know, Luke, you can look at me and tell that there's not many meals that I don't enjoy.
That's it. Well, that's, you know, you us outdoor people, we gotta eat too. You know, good thing about it is we like to eat stuff that's good for you, like wild fish, wild deer. And I bet you old Mr. Tony Parker will eat an occasional wild pork backstrap. Am I right?
I will. Of all the wild game that I eat, pork is my least favorite.
It is.
It is my least favorite. I put deer in the freezer. As a matter of fact, we had chicken fried steak or deer steak last night. And the night before that, we had fish out of Cooper Lake.
Yeah,
so
yeah, that's good. That's my wife is her dad was 100 carat Cajun. Aqua was her name, but they were raised. By the time she came along, they were living in Houston. Believe it or not, she won't eat fish. She won't eat game. So I just have to kind of cook around her, you know. I cook it and stick it in the icebox and eat it for 2 or 3 days. Tony, we have morphed into all kind of fun talk today, buddy. But, folks, our guest is guide Tony Parker. Tony's going to give you a phone number where you can contact him. He's Fish Cooper Lake Jim Chapman, if you look it up, if you're not from Texas in this area. More than anybody I've ever known. So, Tony, people that might want to get with you and get out there in that big, comfortable boat, have some fun, put some fillets in the freezer, how do they reach you?
That's easy, Luke. I've had the same phone number for years. It's area code 903-348-1619. And I'm on Facebook at Tony Parker.
Tony Parker, you'll see a picture. What's the picture? I know you in a fish or something like that.
It's going to be me in a fish or me in a deer or something like that.
Right. Tony, thank you, buddy. I know you got some clients to meet right now, but I appreciate you spending some time with us. And like always, we have fun. I've had a busy early summer, but when we both get our schedules right, I do want to get up there and have some fun with you like we did in the old days, you know?
Well, I'm looking forward to it, Luke.
Friends, this is Luke. If you're looking to refinance a mortgage or maybe buy some rural land or whatever, I want to recommend to you a company that I've had some stellar dealings with. It's Green Lending. Now, you can go online to greenlending.com. I'm going to give you the name of a guy that helped me tremendously, Jack Hamill. And I'm going to give you Jack's number. Give Jack a call if you want to refinance or you want to buy some rural land or whatever. Jack's number there at Green Lending is 440-223-2086. Or just go to greenlending.com and check it out. It's a great company. I had some wonderful dealings with them, and most of it was done online.